9 candidates are vying to become the first mayor of the newly incorporated Mill Creek City. That pool will be whittled down to 2 after Tuesday night's primary election. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
About 60,000 people live in Mill Creek, where last November residents voted to become Salt Lake County's 17th city. As part of that vote, residents agreed to elect a mayor and 4 city council members to represent them. Kimberly Barnett is associate deputy mayor of Salt Lake County. She's confident Mill Creek city officials will want few interruptions in people's day-to-day lives during the transition.
Salt Lake County will be with them to assist in any way possible to ensure that, you know, the residents continue to receive the services they think are best.
Diane Angus is chair of the Mill Creek Community Council and a candidate for Mill Creek City Council. She says many residents just want to make sure their taxes don't go up.
You go to some of these cities and they have beautiful city halls, but that's not where our priority should be. Our priority should be to make sure that we start the city with a strong foundation and that we stay within the budget that we have.
Mill Creek's newly elected mayor and council will have to decide whether to continue getting services from the Municipal Services District for things like snow removal and road maintenance. A majority of residents and candidates for office are in favor of leaving and contracting directly with Salt Lake County. They have to decide by July 2017. Angus says it has to be the best contract, the best price, but also the best service.
But I don't know how you can really make that decision until you see that contract and you see what they're going to do for you.
While many voters have already mailed in ballots for the primary election, voters can still cast a ballot in person from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday. The general election is November 8th. Whitney Evans, KUER News.